We're on the radio, and this week we have a very special guest, our 2013 Skater of the Year, Ashad Weir. How are you today, Ashad?
I'm good. Have a good morning.
How are you? Things are looking up?
Yep, for sure.
How was things? How was the party out in Philly? You guys got it going on?
Yeah, you were out there.
No, I scared. Did I surprise you?
Yeah, you surprised the hell out of me, man.
You were up there standing there. I was like, and then I came up and I grabbed you.
Yeah, I started jumping all around.
Well, you know, check this out. I know this ain't much, but this ain't no Street League check. But this is from the mag. This is your check.
Hell yeah.
Take the boys out to dinner. Yes.
Next week.
Take Robbie. Take the boys out for supper tonight. I noticed that you're in town. So what are you gonna do when you're here? You got anything planned?
I don't know. Just like a little bit of skating with the homies and partying.
You know, the reason I picked you out of all the other skaters, I mean, we had five skaters, and I realized that, you know, I went on the road with you last year, and I always rate a person by how they are on the road. And you were my money man last year on Thrash and Burn. That was one of our most epic adventures ever.
Yeah,
true enough.
Times.
No, that was great. Germany. You just nonstop skating. That's why I picked you, because you're a skate rat. I know that in a minute you'd skate. You'd like, get me out of the van. I want to skate. What's your favorite city to skateboard? Name a couple of your favorite street skate cities.
Barcelona, because you'll just ride around and see spots that people from there don't even skate, because there's like 10 times better shit like around the corner. So it's like the whole time you're there, you just stumble upon all this really amazing stuff to skate. And San Francisco is a really good city, just bombing the hills and just skating around. It's really easy to get around. And then if you wanted to go over to East Bay, there's hella shit over there too. New York's tight. Like, I don't get to skate out there that much for how close I live to there.
Right, you're from New Jersey, right?
Correct. Yeah. But, like, every time I go out there, I never really go to the same spots. There's just, like, a ton of spots out there. It's pretty sick.
Were your parents supportive of skateboarding when you were a kid?
I'd say, like, my dad wasn't. Because he moved out. And every time I'd go to see him, he'd be like, oh, like, skateboarding. Because he played basketball and stuff. So he thought skateboarding was, like, pretty stupid. And my mom saw that I showed interest in it and I liked it, and then she was just completely supporting me from like
day
when
one.
Right when I liked it, she was like, all right,
that's for you, Jimmy. Since day one.
Yeah.
What was the first board you had that was any good?
It was an Element Tosh Townin.
Tosh Townin?
Yeah, with some Grind Kings and some, I had Spitfire wheel.
SF, baby, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, you went into the shop and you went, and do you remember the guy, like, selling you the board? Or you said, this is the board I want, blah, blah, blah?
It was a lady. I had started riding for the skate shop, like, a couple years later. It was called Extreme Function. It was in Hamilton, New Jersey. And, yeah, I remember it. But my very first board was, like, a Mongoose, and I had it for, like, a while, and I was, like, bummed because I knew it wasn't
the real shit.
Yeah, I was like, damn it. Like,
what I want is that board.
Yeah, and then my mom hooked me up a year later on my birthday. But before that, I met this kid named Chris Tams, and he gave me his old Tony Hawk board, and the nose and tail were like this, like 2 inches, two and a half, 3 inches on every side.
When your first skate crew, who was your first skate crew?
Chris Tams, Connor McHugh, Dylan Voss, Maurice Mendenhall, and that was pretty much the solid crew right there. We'd always be out. You met Connor when
I met Philly. Connor that time. All right. Do they still skate? A lot of them still skate?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's important. When I was a kid, all my friends, they quit skating, and then they were like, well, there's a kegger at Jenny's tomorrow night. You coming? I was like, why would we go if you don't skate? Why? do we hang out anymore? You find new people to hang out with. That's what I'm saying. That nowadays that you're pro, you hang out with the real team. Who's your money man on the real team?
I got a bunch.
Yeah.
Hey.
K-Dubs is the, he was on the trip last year, and he's your money man. The Feeble Grind, I was like, come on.
Ooh, he's gnarly.
No,
he's
is straight up gnarly.
He is, man.
How'd you get on Real?
Shop
sponsor, or they hooked you up through the shop?
I don't know, like, started in Tampa, and I pretty much have the same, like, sponsors from that I do now. And I just kept sending them footage, and then eventually they, like, sent me out here for that Wallenberg thing.
When I was there, no,
you're scaring the hell out of me.
I'm
man.
Sorry. I get intimidated when people are trying some ridiculous trick. I was like, you're not gonna make that. Come on.
Yeah, like it was wild. It was just like me, Chris Cole, like Lindsey Robertson. And
no,
like,
that backside heel flip he did. The guy's like, he get down from there, and he's like, fuck you. And he fucking just switched back. No, he backside 180 heel flipped it, and he was like, flipped the guy the finger and just walked away. That was like, that
so
was
boss. He did it like he did it off. Like
no,
he, some, like,
no, he
hat.
Nailed it like, stomped. Yeah. Ha ha. There was like a, what, like 2,000 people there. They're all like,
crazy.
No, that was that. I love contests like that because people just step up. Who is that guy? He's like, watch this.
Fuck. Yeah. That was so crazy, man. I remember Kevin Romar tried the Nolly blind cab and snapped his board in half, and you were like screaming. You took one half of his board and threw it into one side of the crowd, and you took his other half of his board and threw it the other. And I was like, oh shit. Like,
this is serious.
Yeah, I was like kind of scared to go down the rolling, and I would go, and you didn't say anything to me. I was tripping out. And I was, like, trying a switch flip, but I was catching switch hard flips. Like, people were, like, coming up to me, like, hey, you're catching that switch hard flip. I was, like, I was trying to switch flip.
No, Chris Cole, he did the 360 backside ollie, rang his dome, and the first one hit his head. Jamie Thomas came up to him. You want bananas? You want water? And then the second one he made, and it was, like, it's an hour-long contest, and I looked at him, and I was like, hey, it's going to be a long day. You better think up a new trick. And then 10 minutes later, he switched frontside, flicked it, and I was like, oh, come on now. Who's skater of the year? That dude. He just stepped up, and I was like, God, this is getting serious.
That was an epic day.
No, that was one of those days you're like, ta-da, we got a permit. So that nobody said nothing to us. We had the people there.
It was tight. I remember Fanner was like, he ollied and 180'd over one of those like mini trash cans.
Right.
Like on flat, like after the contest was done when everybody was chilling and stuff.
Everybody was just kicking
back. He just ollied and 180'd over like a big ass trash can so easy. Like,
he's got mad snap.
Like one of those
the way he goes
cans.
Like this, he gets low to the ground. He was on Thrash and Burn,
he was
too.
On Thrash and Burn, killing it.
He was definitely killing it. What? Okay, check it out. This is, I always ask this question. What trick is it that you can't do? What's your trick gives you the most trouble? When you play skate with your boys, which one is it? Like switch three? No.
I can't flick off the same foot that I pop off, so like late flips. But I'm really not bummed on not being able to late flip. So.
But I'm not too bummed about that.
Yeah.
Which contest? You won a Maloof contest, right? You made 20 grand or something. You made some huge amount of cash, right?
Yeah, and then Africa.
Africa. Yeah. You went back to Africa?
In the motherland. I took it home a couple years ago. I won 100 Gs.
100 large?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What'd you buy? Did you buy a car?
I didn't buy anything.
Well, you ain't got a car. You can't drive yet.
Oh, yeah. I have a license. I have two cars. I just broke one at home.
What kind?
I broke that shit.
A Beamer?
I had a Beamer 3. Out in L.A., I have a Beamer 325i 1990 with the 1995
Is this M3. Stick shift?
Yeah. And 3 engine swap, so it's so fast. And I just broke this 2001 7 Series I had back at home.
At least you didn't break it like Paul Walker. This is the one that guy crashed in that trick.
Seeing us out,
this is a radio show. So what songs do you like to listen to? What songs get you hyped? Name one song that's when you listen to your iPod, because I always see you rocking your headphones. What is it? Name one song.
Biggie, Junior Mafia, Get Money.
I've
been listening to a lot of Junior Mafia lately, Biggie.
He's got the best voice because he's fat, because he sings when he talks. He's like,
you really feel it.
You can really feel it.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth? When you're on the road with the real team, is it like the best thing in the world? I mean, what do you like to do? I mean, do you like, I mean, obviously contests, like you get to meet your friends and say what's up, but I mean, when you like to go on the road, is that the best thing?
Yeah. You just get to see new spots. You're out there with the homies. Everyone's just kicking it at the spot and get some beers. Everybody's chilling. It's mellow, skating, just vibe off each other.
Yeah, that's the best feeling.
Pretty much like just like an adventure every day, especially when you're like in a new city you've never been. Even if you're not in a new city, a city that you've already been in,
right,
every single day is like a new adventure. It's some different.
When you go back home, do you see old friends that kind of used to skate and they ask you where you've been and you're like, you would never understand?
A lot of my friends from back home that I used to skate with still skate. But not as much because they got work and stuff, but most of them still skate.
Right.
What was the other thing you said?
No, I mean, do they ask you how you been, where you went? I mean, like, what was it like? I mean, blah, blah, blah. What's Ryan Sheckler like as a person? Shit like that?
Actually, the one kid, Maurice, that I grew up skating with is, like, obsessed with Ryan Sheckler. He, like, asked me about him all the time.
He said, was he wearing red shoes?
Yes. Yeah, he pulls it off, though, the red ones. Oh, I actually got some red boys on right now.
And Buster Bale, he shut that down. Remember that? Dude.
That hard flip?
Dude, come on. I'll give you $1,000 for a hard flip right now. He's like, what? Pay me.
He did it first try?
Yeah, he did it first try. I was like, come on now. What, I got to pay for this? I'd be happy to pay for it. If it's good skating, I'm a fan of skating. I just love watching people do it. When it's done correctly, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know how it is when you see, damn, did you see that?
Langy did that front blunt.
No, he worked for it. He was
sitting in there.
You know, he was just coasting right through it. And he's like, and then where is he now? He's like, bitches and pussy and fucking beer. He doesn't even have a sponsor. He don't give a shit. He just hangs out by himself. But I admire that about him. He didn't go for the game. You know, like, you got to dress like this. You got to do this. No, he's a great skater. And he just said, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. You know, I skate when I want. That's the best part about skating is that nobody tells you what to skate. It's like, I want to skate. Guess what?
I'm going to do that.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
What do you got plans for the year coming up?
Thrash and burn.
Thrash and burn. Yeah, that was the best trip. Frank in the rain. Hailstorm.
Coming out of the midst. Just like, he was on the other side of the road. You couldn't even see him. And then he's pushing out of the storm. His trash front board in this
front
huge
board.
Ass rail.
No, it was raining. It was hailing.
It was storming. It was a gnarly storm. Like, he was maybe like 50 to 100 feet from us, and at the start
you
couldn't
see
him. He just comes out of like the midst of everything.
Yeah. The Deluxe Mafia, they take care of you pretty good, right?
Yep, the best.
They're the best team, right?
Yep.
I mean, as it turns out, Jimmy, he really takes it to heart, and I really appreciate that. Jimmy, I've known Jimmy since he was a little kid, and I'm older than Jimmy, so I always rate him like, hey, Jimmy, and he always takes care of me, so I always respect that.
Yeah, he takes care of everybody, man. Like, thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim, for all you do. I would raise... Yeah. if you had a chance to go to one place, where would you? You haven't been to Australia yet. You told me that.
Yeah.
And you're going soon.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm so stoked.
Yeah, you got to get Grant to go with you. I hate to say it, but Grant's your money, man. When you think of Skater of the Year, who do you think of? Like, seriously, I mean, it's pretty heavy shit, right? Are you psyched?
Fuck yeah! I can't believe it. Me and my friends have been like tripping out about it ever since it's happened. It's like a dream.
The five dudes that were coming into Skater of the Year, and I was like, damn, these dudes are no joke. I mean, Grant was a no brainer. It was like Grant, bump and run player. He's just like, in Copenhagen, he did that front set ollie, and the pitcher in the background, those guys are all
just tripping.
Did you see that? No, but some years are different than others, and like I said, I should have given it Mark Johnson. Muskin never made it. Jamie Thomas never made it. Who do you think who's going to be Skater of the Year next year?
That's a really hard one. I don't think I could guess.
I could guess.
Westgate?
Well, Westgate, he had an amazing part this year that he's got huff calves. You see the way he got snaps. You can't. He's like, whoa. Because in 2001 and 2002, I remember I was here and sitting in this room pretty much, and I was like, Jeff and Archa are a tag team in the world. And you were a little kid. You must have been like, he switched front board 18. Things were, you know, it accelerated quite a bit. Skating was like, you could see that things are getting gnar. Yeah.
Yeah, you're showing me the mags upstairs.
Yeah.
When Ardo crushed 18, you were like, people were tripping.
People were tripping.
That's still trippy.
What other songs do you like? Introduce another song. You get five songs, so come on, hit me with some of your crucial jams when you're on the road and you don't want to listen to Kyle.
Led Zeppelin, Good Times, Bad Times.
You know I've had my share. You filming anything, any parts coming up? You filmed four parts in fucking 1 year, that's incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. It just happened to just happen. I was just skating.
It just happened.
Yeah.
Turn the bail gun on. I'm gonna do that, right?
Yeah.
Immigrants, okay, Good Times, Bad Times. Now, what else? Come on.
What else? The old funky jam. By the Whispers. Rock Steady.
Rock Steady. Down. Yeah, I know that song.
That one's tight.
And when you're in the van, do you like to talk? I mean, I know we always talk, you know.
Yeah.
I always shoot the shit, you know, nothing better than it. Because I hate when people, they put on their headphones and they just sit there like, where's the spot? You know, I just like shooting the shit with skateboard people. That's, you know, like talking about skating.
Hanging out?
No, that's what it's all about. And nothing worse than like, yeah, sucks.
Van time's pretty sick.
What's that?
Van time's pretty tight.
No.
When everybody's trying to like, everybody's pretty bored, so you're just like, just trying to keep each other occupied, just like weird shit, about shit, drinking beers, just kicking it in there.
Right, and then you got like 5 hours until we hit where? And he's like, okay, I'll have a beer.
Yeah. Just kick it. That's all you can do. Just wait.
Chill.
Kick it with the boys.
Nah. What's your favorite vice? What, cookies? I noticed that you always like cookies.
Yeah, I like cookies. I feel like people think I like cookies more than,
because they did that in the ad. That's kind of corny, right? But did they give you cookies at demos?
No, but like, I don't know. If someone has a cookie, they'll be like, dude, like, do this trick. Got you on a cookie. And I'm like, all right. I like cookies as much as the next guy. I'm not like a cookie fiend. But,
no, my favorite. Right. Do you do high chews?
Yes.
High chews is my new gun, I swear.
Yes.
Okay, it goes high chews, mambas, starburst. That's the pecking order, but high chews,
actually, the homie that I skated with when I was younger too, Kurt Camrat, he fucks with high chews. He was raving about them when we were at home. He's like, dude, grape high chews, man. Just take one.
I like the apple myself. Because it's so delicious. Just what kind of sandwich? What kind of food do you like the most?
I'm like a very indecisive person, so it like changes. Same thing with my music choices. Like some days I'll be stuck on like 10 songs for like 4 months, and then just not listen to them for a while. But I like Italian hoagies. Those are pretty good.
Oh, Ishka Bibbles. That's Philly. Cheesesteak. Can you muscle a 40? I can't muscle a 40 anymore. I used to drink 40s when I was a kid.
Oh, true.
But they get all warm and they're all...
They got that those Shake Junt 40 koozies.
40 koozies. Now, see, that's smart.
Keep them cold.
Keep them cold. What's your favorite kind of beer?
Rolling Rock.
Rolling Rock, Old Latrobe 33.
Yep.
It says right on it, the horse. Come on. Well, you're from Jersey, boy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're from Philly. I mean, they're from Pennsylvania. So yeah. It's the same shit.
They're good, though.
I like Stella. My favorite Stella. When I'm on the road with you boys and we're drinking Stellas and Rhino was buying the Stellas, I was like, yeah, I think I'll have one of those right there. Yeah. When we were in Berlin, I like Berlin. I like that's a sick town. We played Hamburg. Remember we went to Hamburg? We had that do it yourself spot and shit was going on.
There's that sick park too. That's like they got that blue pool in the background.
Oh,
that
the
like
pool, DIY, right? DIY with the bowl back. In the back, behind the squat.
Yeah, and then they got that really unique skate park that just I don't know. There's just like a bunch of stuff thrown in. There's like so much to hit at that skate park.
Sick. Yeah.
And then there's like, I don't know, they like throw parties and shit there too. And there's like a bar at the skate park, which is like, what the fuck?
Wait. They don't make this where I come from.
Yeah.
Name another jam. What's the next song?
Junior Mafia Players Anthem.
Yeah. Do you play musical instruments yourself?
No, I don't. I wish. I took some time out to do that.
Do you have any other pastimes? Do you like crochet, needlepoint? Do you do anything like this aside from just skate rat stuff?
I used to play basketball. Just like, I don't know, like just being a kid around, I pretty much like played all types of sports just like around with the people in my town. And skating. I used to BMX before I skated.
But at least it wasn't scooter.
Yeah. I was so small, though, because I started skating when I was eight. I learned how to ride a bike when I was three. Like, I couldn't ride one with training wheels.
Right.
So I was just, like, riding my bike all little and shit, so I couldn't really even do anything because I was, like, a fucking little dweeb. And then I saw skateboarding on TV, and I was like, that's tight.
That's what I want.
And then after that, I just never stopped, ever.
Do you remember your first wipeout?
My first wipeout?
Well, you got the wobs or some shit like that?
Not really. I remember, like, me and my friends were being stupid, like, luging down this steep hill. We were, like, laying on our backs luging, and we'd, like, try to play dirty and cut each other off. And I just fell off my board and just skidded down.
Is that where you got that scar right there? Where'd you get that scar?
Oh, I got that down the street when the streetcar hit us. Like 2 years ago.
Oh, when you guys pulled the left in front of a street, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, we got T-boned.
T-boned is take left now. Ah!
Exactly.
It dragged you for like fucking 30 feet, right? I mean, it was like.
It would have dragged us for longer if there wasn't like. It stopped on the train stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And then it was wet too, so it didn't like.
Was the driver, was he tripped out? Was he like. What the fuck were you thinking?
His name's Kuzma, and he's from Florida.
Right.
And a bunch of people, we were all staying at Double Rock kicking it. It was, like, such a good time. And we just go there every night and, like, drink beers and then, like, play skate down the double set all drunk and shit. It was so funny. Like, play skate all faded. But we were coming back. It was, like, such a shitty day, like. It was raining. We were, like, looking for some dispensary. It took, like, way longer because some kid that was directing us wasn't even, like, from here. And then we went to a Best Buy, like, over by where Wallenberg is. And then we finally got back over here with, like, an 18-pack. We were like, yes, finally we're back. And we were, like, right on the street out there. We're like, finally we're back. We bang a left-hand turn. He's not from here, so it's like, make a left here. And he was just like, all right, true. Make a left. And we just immediately just got T-boned.
You're lucky you ain't dead.
Yeah. I was in the back. It hit the front. Like,
oh, hit the front. Kuzma,
he was fucking, it fucked his eye up.
He fucked his eye up.
Yeah, he almost lost his eye. And he's good now. And there's a bunch of people that, like, a couple people that got knocked out. I got this little gash on my hand.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah, I didn't even...
I have the same ones. Little cuts. The thumbs are the worst injuries.
You move it so much that it takes forever to heal.
Forever.
Yeah.
Hate to say it, when you shake your hand. Don't shake my hand. What's the matter? You got a problem with that? You go, no, I just don't touch me.
Yeah.
If you were going to design a skate park, what kind of skate park would you design?
What kind of skate park would I design? I'd probably make a cement skate park. And I'd make it with a lot of tranny, probably.
So you need speed. That's what I'm saying. Speed is the best thing about skateboarding. When you go faster than you can jump off, that's the best feeling in the world. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You gonna skate Double Rock right after you're done here?
Maybe. I was skating for Trailer Park. I was with you last night. And I got a pretty bad hot pocket, like, right before I left. Yeah, we were drinking a bunch, and I started getting drunk. And then I was skating and having a good time. And then I tried going over that bump to flat thing again and just hot pocketed the shit out of my feet. I was just like, oh. Like, when I first started coming out here and staying at Travelodge, I just knew, like, it's pretty close to Potrero, so I just skate down Valencia, down 24th, and just go to the park every morning and every night when I was done skating. So I just, like, know a bunch of the homies over there from that, like, from a couple years ago, and every time I come back, it's just
they
like,
always remember your name.
Yeah.
I'm psyched, man. Ishad Weir, Skater of the Year. Fuck yeah.
Fuck
one
yeah,
more
thanks,
song.
G.
What's your last song before you go?
Future Chosen One. Ernie Torres, we were in Texas for Make-A-Wish, and he just put on this Future track, and I was like, damn, this is hot.
How'd you get the music for your Nike video? They have the juice to do it. You got Death, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that band's sick.
No.
I don't know, like, they said it was actually, like, an easier song to clear, and
right.
They gave me a bunch of songs to pick from, and that's the one I picked.
Right.
And, Jason told me, like, a bunch about the background of it, and it's, like, really cool.
Excellent.
And, I don't know, I'm just really stoked that I got to skate to that song. I'm fucking...
No, that video was, I was like... Damn, these dudes ain't playing around. Ishad Weir, Skater of the Year.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.